Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. The U.S. Department of Justice has reached an agreement with Sangamon County officials in Springfield in an investigation into Sonya Massey's killing. The probe was launched in November following complaints that an unarmed Massey, who was shot in her home by a former sheriff's deputy, was treated unfairly because she was Black and in need of mental health help. The federal agency says it has not made a finding that the county, sheriff's department, and local dispatch provided their services in a, quote, discriminatory manner. The two-year agreement requires the county to, among other things, develop a mobile crisis team to respond to behavioral health calls. Communities across Chicago will be celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Day this weekend and Monday. My colleague, Adora Namigade, reports the Forest Preserves of Cook County will host opportunities for people to serve Saturday morning by helping clean up litter at different preserves, including Caldwell Woods and Eggers Grove. Then in the afternoon, the Chicago Public Library will host a free event for kids to make crafts and learn about King's work. This is Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Brainerd Ranch. On MLK Day itself, the social justice organization Organic Oneness will host a day of service. Volunteers will be given breakfast and the chance to choose their own project. They'll gather at 9 a.m. at Dr. Martin Luther King High School initially and serve until 2 p.m. January 15th is King's actual birthday. It's a federally commemorated holiday every third Monday in January. The Home Alone House has new owners. The brick home in North Suburban Winnetka is best known as a house where young Kevin McAllister is left to fend off the hapless wet bandit burglars in the 1990 movie Home Alone. According to media reports, the house has been sold for $5.5 million. Their real estate agent says the buyers want to remain private and are excited to own a piece of cinematic history. The house was built in 1921 and last sold for just over $1.5 million in 2012. The house was renovated and expanded in 2018. Jaja's African Hair Braiding makes its Midwest premiere at Chicago Shakespeare Theater this weekend after winning two Tonys on Broadway. WBEZ's Mike Davis reports Jaja's is a comedy showing a day in the life of a group of African immigrant women working in a bustling New York beauty salon. Hair and wig supervisor Tanika Sedeku describes one of the show's popular hair pieces.
So we have our Beyonce. This is on our actress Melanie, and this is literally about 40 inches of braids that hangs down that we are able to hide her hair underneath, that kind of reminiscent of the Beyonce Lemonade video.
Jaja's runs until February 2nd. Weather for today, sun and clouds, highs in the upper 40s. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of a rain-snow mix, mainly in the evening, low near 27. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with afternoon sun, high near 26. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.